This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and ununiformed personnel to have well-groomed beards. Well-groomed beards! Moving forward, it is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy.
So they can have beards. What about their hair length?
It doesn't say anything about hair length, so I guess that still will be a thing. They won't have the long hair, I guess.
But
right. A well-groomed beard.
Okay.
Imagine being the guy who has to tell them, hey, your beard's not groomed well enough. You got to groom that up. Who's Hal going to go down there?
Boomer and Geo reacting live to the news. The Yankees put out a statement today. Beards are allowed. Facial hair is allowed. There you go, 2025. So, James Cook. We have the next whatever episode in the James Cook story. It's nothing too crazy, but I think you can expect to continue to hear from James Cook through the offseason. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. He joined Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco on Nightcap, which is a show they do on YouTube. Just watched a little bit of the segment. And they're talking to Cook about, you know, the Bills, his year. They're talking about the roles that running backs play and that call that all the running backs got on last year, Barkley, Jacobs, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Cook says, I just want to get what I deserve. I'm going to stand on what I stand on. I don't feel like a cancer at all because I don't like that attention. That's not me, honestly. I'm just standing on business and what I deserve. In talking about his upcoming contract extension he wants for $15 million a season. One thing about Cook and the approach here. We talked about this with Mike Catalana of Buffalo Plus on YouTube and WHAM in Rochester. And he brought up what I thought was an interesting point. That Cook should wait until after the draft and after free agency to have done all this. He can sign a contract, but right now, if the Bills got mad at him, they could draft another running back. They could sign a guy that they think is reasonably good and say, like, all right, we're just going to use up James Cook's final year of his rookie deal and then let him walk because we think we can find somebody else that can do this.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting point to make about the timing of it. But anyway, Cook is clearly going to use any platform he gets. He tweeted it himself. Now he's on a podcast, and he's saying it again. Like, I want to get paid what I deserve, which I don't have a problem with him saying that. But I think Bills fans should get used to him saying this to anybody that asks him.
Right. Yeah, I get the timing point is interesting, too, because if he really wants that money from the Bills, like, if you are Bean right now, are you calling Cook's agent and saying, like, how serious is he about that number? Like, is he really going to hold his ground on that? Because maybe if you were Bean, you wouldn't have even thought about this yet before the draft, before free agency, and might have thought, oh, we'll get something done. You know, we'll figure out where he's at after all this. And now maybe you're thinking, I'm not giving him $15 million. I wonder how likely it is that we're able to come to an agreement. So you know what? Let me take a scout and let me take two guys in my front office that weren't presently assigned. It's like, hey, go start looking at running backs that are a little bit more expensive. Go start looking around, see like if we weren't going to be able to keep James Cook past next year. Go give me a list of guys that could be potential options then. You know? Round three guys, maybe that you wouldn't have been thinking about already as much. Give me a little more detail on them. Just you might put the Bills' radar up a little bit more on having to replace James Cook than you otherwise would have been. And that's a loss of leverage.
Yep.
If they were actually act on that. And if they drafted a guy in the third round, what would our takeaway be? Well, I guess they're not paying James Cook.
That's right. One thing I wonder here, I want to make a comparison. So McDermott raved about Cook at the end of the press conference, right?
Yes, he did.
And if there's one thing the Bills might do, so I got a couple of snarky comments about Brandon Bean from a couple people on Twitter and wherever people comment, my text club, among other things, where the increase in the cap and the Bills need to go all in means that Bean will sign his own mediocre players that he loves to big contracts. Because the Bills have done that a little bit. Not with everybody. The biggest example is probably Dawson Knox. They signed Dawson Knox to way too much money.
Yeah.
He should not have gotten the contract he did. He did. They've since redone it. They value him. That's fine. They can value him. And they could tell you that it's important what he brings to this team, locker room, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. If you want to pay for that, you pay for that. And I think right now the Bills have a couple examples where they do pay for that. Is James Cook inner circle like that? Has he proven to them on a level with McDermott raving about him at the end of season press conference, his laser focus?
Yeah.
Has he grown, matured, blah, blah, blah? I've said blah, blah, blah twice in this segment. I apologize. Yada, yada. Has he entered the circle of trust where they say, listen, we don't think he's worth 13, but as a player, but he brings things to our room that, you know what, we are going to pay that. Because that is definitely how Dawson Knox's contract is justified.
That doesn't...
I'm not telling you have to like it, but is that not true?
It is.
If you get inner circle, you're going to get paid.
Can both be true, though? Can they value what Dawson Knox bring to them and also regret giving him that contract?
Yeah, do they maybe justify it after the fact?
Yeah. That's before they even draft Kincaid.
Right. Right? Knox was not a threat to hit the open market. I don't think we ever talked about what would happen if they lose him, and they just gave him a lot of money.
Okay, we value all that Knox provides, like his friendship with Josh and his leadership in the room and how versatile he is. And okay, what if he was 1 year younger? What if it was time to pay him and they just drafted Dalton Kincaid, would they then pay him? What if Kincaid's in the building and then they have to decide?
It's a great question.
I'm not saying they don't value that stuff, but should it be the thing, should be the determining factor as to whether or not you pay a guy?
Right, he gets paid like a tight end that should produce, and yet he's not even the tight end that we will spend the entire offseason saying they really got to get production out of this guy. It's the other tight end we're going to say that about because he was a first-round pick.
Right. He's just kind of there on the roster, 33 targets on the year.
And how much?
$10 million. And that's just kind of off to the side, right, because Kincaid had a down year. So I don't know, you just want to do that again, sign up for that again. And again, that Gabe Davis would have been this, and he was inner circle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And they said, nah, there's a point. There's a point where we value what you are, we value the work you've done, the growth you've had, and what you mean to the quarterback and to the room as a whole, but there's a limit. And for Gabe Davis, there was a limit. It was $13 million. And I can't imagine that Brandon Bean's limit isn't below $15 million.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
803-0550. Denny in Middlebury's up. Hey, Denny.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on. My idea for Cook, and I want to preface this by saying that I'm a huge fan since the day we drafted him. Really disappointed that he came out in the media the way that he did. I know that that's not the Bills' way. And I think he's a great player, but I know he's not worth $15 million. You know, like, he's the product of his environment. His environment includes a really great offensive line that has been together for years, doesn't miss games. And then he's got a decoy in Josh Allen that everybody wants to pay attention to on the goal line as well. So I feel like those 15 touchdowns are inflated. I think he's a great player. But in this day and age, I don't think any running back's really worth $15 million unless you're Saquon. So I think if we can trade him, I think that's a great idea. And then just sign a veteran running back. But I have faith in Ray Ray. I think that he's going to do a good job. Johnson comes back. We're still in a good shape to really have some success with this team. So trade him and not worry too much about it other than the cash savings.
Yeah, thanks, Denny. One thing I would say, I don't think his touchdowns are inflated. I think, if anything, it's the opposite. He doesn't score from inside the five. He scores from distance.
His average length of touchdown was 15.
And I also just checked yards. I checked something here, which is kind of, I wanted to look this up. I did not know this answer. Like, all right, I tend to agree. He's in a really good ecosystem with a quarterback that is a freak show, and the offensive line is the best that he's probably had. Cook's yards before contact this year were the lowest of his career. 2.6 yards before contact is lower than he was even last year. Where you see a difference in Cook from last year to this year, two straight Pro Bowl appearances, right?
Yep.
Is yards after contact and broken tackles and attempts per broken tackle. He is tougher to bring down than he used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
He broke more tackles this year. So.
That doesn't even show up in like how many more times he beat guys to the edge this season.
How about rushing yards over expectation? Let me pull up that one in Next Gen Stats.
I know he was like right around 9th or 10th, I think.
Okay.
But I haven't looked in a while. But it was good. It was definitely good.
I think he's good. I don't have any doubt I think he's good. I don't know about a trade piece. I also, you know, to your point that you brought up there, Denny, I don't have any problem with a player going public. Because keeping it behind closed doors is 100% to the benefit of the team. For him to say, I want to get paid what I'm worth, what's wrong with that? I don't think it's in 2025, I don't know why we should treat that like it's bad. The team uses every lever to pay players less than they should be paid. The salary cap, come on, we're a family. The we're a family stuff is a way to get you to play for less.
Right.
We're a family. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. If you value me like a family member, then pay me what I'm worth.
Right. So we're family until you're not actually that good anymore.
And then you're cut, you're gone, or then we decide you're... I mean, Gabe Davis was family. And sorry, Gabe, you're not enough of a family member to get $13 million from us.
Well, I don't have a problem with him going public, but he is losing leverage, isn't he? By doing that?
How so?
With any negotiation with the team. Like, we just kind of went through it. Like, being... Maybe you put them onto the scent a little bit earlier than you need to.
Of what he wants?
Only by a couple months, right? Like,
but he wants to get paid.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you go in there, you say you want 15. If they come and say 3 for 33, Okay. Sounds all right. Great. I'm getting with, you know, guaranteed money. Just putting a number out there, it's just kind of like any old deal. Would you sign him for 3 for $30? Sure. How much is guaranteed? Is 7 of it guaranteed or is 28 of it guaranteed? I don't think he loses leverage. I think he had a great year. He is their most dynamic player outside of Josh Allen. If they're going to bring back Amari Cooper, then they desperately need James Cook. But who's fast? Who's explosive? It's Cook and Shakir sometimes. And cross your fingers for Curtis Samuel again.
Yeah, I was
going to
say Samuel's the answer, but you don't know if he's going to be healthy.
I don't think he's losing leverage. He might be losing a little bit of good grace with some fans. Like, you know, Denny doesn't like that he did that. I don't have a problem with it. But it's interesting.
He also isn't really that loud about it.
I agree.
It's a tweet. It's an Instagram comment, right? And then he kind of, even what he said on the podcast was pretty tame.
Right. He said,
like, he's not being that overt about it.
He said,
it's pretty mild.
I don't want to feel like a cancer at all because I don't like that attention. That's not me. I'm just standing on business and what I deserve.
Yeah.
Just want to get paid what I deserve. That is the tamest way you can say it.
Right, he's not doing like what Tyreek Hill did, which is like, I'm out of here, man. Like, just like, you've seen more egregious things, I think, around the league this offseason already than what Cook has
said. And let's be real about it. What running back has made it difficult for his own team? Guy hits the free agent market and wants money, that's fine. Like, Jacobs got paid. Derrick Henry did not get big money in Baltimore. Saquon got good money. But guys that hold out backs...
Remember, his brother is one of these, and he didn't hold out like it was like a day or two,
and he got paid,
and he got paid,
got a big contract. Which is,
didn't Jonathan Taylor have something like this a couple years ago?
Yeah.
No, maybe we thought that. See, sometimes you blend between guys we thought were about to hold out, and then guys that actually did, and made it ugly. Because the guy that comes to mind that made it ugly, and this is how long ago now, is when Le'Veon Bell sat out for an entire season.
Yeah.
And that's one guy that did that, and it was a long time ago. And, like, come on, no one in the right mind believes James Cook would sit out a season.
And what he probably did, Le'Veon Bell, was teach every running back, never take it that far.
Because he lost money.
He lost $15 million, $12 million.
Yeah.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. Extendo Sports coming up.